kobe korite shri krishna namo charana pulokita deha gadgada bachan kobe korite shri krishna nama ucharana pulokita deha gadgada bachan Vaivarnabe patu habe shanghatana niranta netre tabe ashudha Vaivarnabe patu habe shanghatana niranta netre tabe ashudha Tabe habe bala shedinama Tabe habe bala shedinama Tabe nabadite shurudhuni tate Gaunitananda bali nishkapate Kabe nabadipe shurudhuni tate gauranitananda bali nishkapate Nachiya gaiya beraibe chute tatule prai chaliya bicha Nachiya gaiya berai bochute tatule prai chariya bicha Kabe habe bolo shedinama Kabe habe bolo shedinama Kabe nitananda more kori daya Charai bema bishayar maya Kabe nitananda more kori daya Charai bema bishayar maya Amore nija charane chaya name hatete hridaya dhika Amore nija charane chaya name hatete hridaya dhika Kabe habe bolo shedinama Kabe habe bolo shedinama Kini bolo ki bohari nama rasha Nama shemati hai babi bar Boluti bohari namarasa namarasa mati hoy bobibar Rasera rasika charana parasa kariya majibo rasaya nibar Rasera rasika charana parasa kariya majibo rasaya nibar Kabe habe bala shedinama
Usually that's not sung with that beat. Maybe you found that a little unusual. Is it? Ektal? Bhaktivinoda specific, he specifies. It should be Ektal. It's right here. So I thought to sing this as we had just been experiencing Harinama Ananda, Kirtana Ananda, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who came to preach the holy name of Krishna, Shuddhanam, is praying for the mercy and thus teaching us to pray for the mercy to chant the name purely. Amar aparadha ghuchi shuddhaname ruchi. Kripa bale habi hridaye sancha. So this shuddhanam, this can be achieved by the mercy of, here he's particularly mentioning Nityananda Prabhu and the rasa rasik, the pure devotees. He's begging them, from them, the mercy that he can be free from offenses and taste the nectar of the holy name. Now, this may be a little difficult to understand, because on the one hand, we are enjoined to be the servants of the name. We are not supposed to be the masters of the name. The name is not an object. The name of Krishna, when we say enjoying chanting Hare Krishna, it's not the holy name is not an object of our enjoyment, just like we enjoy seeing nice things, tasting nice things, touching nice things. The spirit of enjoyment in this material world is the obstacle towards our enjoying spiritual existence. Because in enjoying spiritual existence is of a totally, it's based on a totally different concept to that of enjoying material existence. In enjoying spiritual existence, one doesn't even think of enjoying, only thinks of serving. However, here we find Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, Kinibo Lutibo, I will buy, beg, steal or borrow. I'll purchase, I will steal Harinama Rasa. Harinama Rasa, I think if you read Prabhupada's books, you can understand what that means. Nama Rasa Mate Haibo Bibash, I will become under the spell of that Harinama Ras. So, what is this? He's designed to enjoy the holy name? Yes, in one sense. Not in the sense of a materialist wanting to enjoy sense objects, but it is the constitutional position of the soul to be happy in Krishna consciousness. So there's no, it's not a wrong thing to desire to be happy in Krishna consciousness, but it's wrong to desire to be happy by exploiting Krishna, to bring our enjoying mentality to Krishna, but our service mentality we bring to Krishna. And we can be happy on that platform. It's when we say that to give up the enjoying mentality, that doesn't mean that we should not enjoy Krishna consciousness. But then again, what does it mean to enjoy? There's a difference. There's indriya sukh, or the happiness of trying to enjoy our senses. Bhog vilas. Oh, that means the activities of trying to establish oneself as an enjoyer of this material world. And there's seva vilas. There's the activities of service in the transcendental position. So that seva vilas, that is non-different from lila vilas, Krishna's transcendental pastimes, because the mood of service is that which gives us the visa to enter into Krishna Leela. So that is actual happiness. That is aspired for a devotee, by a devotee. He aspires to contribute to Krishna's happiness, to partake in that, to partake in the joint effort by Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda, by unlimited Vaishnavas, to please Krishna. And on that platform of service, one can actually enjoy Harinama Ras. And from Harinama Ras will come appreciation of Krishna's qualities, Krishna's form, and Krishna's pastimes. So this chanting of Hare Krishna can actually be enjoyed by those who are on the platform of service to the holy name, to the paraphernalia of the holy name, which means the Vaishnavas, the dhams, the places, the temples of the Lord, the mission of the Lord. This is all non-different from Krishna. So one who is eager to serve, he will be blessed with the mercy of the nectar of the holy name. We see this kinibo lutibo, harinama rasa. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur is stating, I will get this nectar of the holy names. This desire comes after Kavi Nityananda More Kori Doya Charaiba More Bishaya Maya, after the prayer that Nityananda Prabhu will remove my attachments for material sense gratification. So there's a specific order. It's not that first there's ras, tasting ras, and then afterwards there is giving up sense gratification. That is a mistake of the sahajiyas. Not a mistake in the sense of an oversight, but it's an offensive mistake. It's not just an error or just some innocent mistake, but it's a grievous mistake. So what is the proper order in which we can enter into this, in which stages we should go through, that Rupa Goswami has given. Ado shadha tata sadhu sangha tata bhajana kriya tato nata nivritti sep tato nishta rujis tata. So there are different stages we have to go through. It's not that rati age shadha pache rupa nuga balena. Not that we get the first, we will have the taste for the holy name, and then afterwards we'll develop faith. This rupa nuga balena, those who are followers of Rupa Goswami, they don't say like this, because Rupa Goswami says ado shadha, first faith. First there should be faith. So that faith comes from hearing, shravan and kirtan. They go together. They're inseparable. One who has heard will chant nicely. And no one can chant nicely without hearing nicely. So the two are inseparable. And hearing nicely means that we must chant. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he is praying here for the mercy to preach the holy name in a humble state of mind. One cannot actually preach the holy name unless one is in a humble mood, which seems like a contradiction. Because preach means to tell someone to change. That means that you're taking a superior position. How can you be humble and preach? It seems to be a contradiction. So the humility of the Vaishnav is different to that treacly humility of the Sahajiyas, or the artificial humility of materialistic people. All these qualities, faith, patience, determination, humility, whatever qualities they're actually manifest in transcendental existence, in Krishna consciousness. The faith, determination, humility, patience, and so on of this material world, they're not actually faith, determination, patience, humility, or any such thing. They're simply perverted reflections based on the misconception that we are these bodies and we are the enjoyers of everything that we survey. So there cannot actually be any good qualities for those who are on the material platform. It's all based on a misconception, meant to nurture a misconception, the misconception of being an enjoyer separately from Krishna. So actual humility means, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying here, that he will take the order of Lord Nityananda to preach. That is the humility. One should be humble towards the Supreme Lord and his representatives. There's no use, there's no meaning, and actually there's no possibility of being humble in relation to persons who are not devotees. What is the humility to first? It's another form of madness. To humbly follow the instruction of a madman is madness. To express humility by empathizing with the position of a madman or a demoniac person means to share in his demoniac attitude. So that is not humility, that is envy. All these so-called qualities in material life, they're actually expressions of envy for Krishna. They appear to be good qualities, but they're not, because they're not aimed at Krishna, but they're aimed away from Krishna. Therefore, yasya asti bhakti bhagavatya kinchana sarvai gunai tatra samasate suraha harava bhaktasya kato mahanguna manorate nasati dhavato bhi. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj makes the again revolutionary from the materialistic person's point of view. statement that those who are in, those who are devotees of Krishna are Kinchan Bhaktas. They have no desire to enjoy anything of this material world. They're fully sold out to Krishna. In them, all the good qualities develop, all actual good qualities. And so-called good qualities on the mature platform are not, there's no such thing. It is simply some kind of manifestation from the mental platform. It's not actually any good quality at all. So with this humility of service to Krishna, one can take the being freed from desires for sense gratification, one can take the order of Nityananda Prabhu to preach the holy names, which is the purpose of this Krishna conscious movement, to cultivate pure chanting of the holy names and to distribute that to others. So I'm not going to speak very long today. I'll speak more tomorrow. Krishna willing. Hare Krishna. I didn't speak much because I didn't know actually I was supposed to be giving a lecture, so we had kirtan went on. That's also speaking. Speaking to Krishna. O Krishna, O energy of Krishna, please engage me in your service. Is Jyotimai Prabhu? Is he there? Oh, sorry. I was looking here and there. Do you want to put a book table? There may be some new people here. They weren't there at the camp. You have that handy, all the books and everything? Do you have them just close by or what? Maybe one or two questions. Almost something happened.
I mean, almost. Mm-hmm. Almost there for me. So this song actually analyzes.
What do you mean something almost happened?
Well, I don't know, something is holding us still.
You mean the spiritual world didn't fully open up?
Yes. I mean, not fully, obviously.
Yeah. That we have to pray for when we're chanting. And then?
This song seems to be really the secret.
Yeah.
Is the secret
preaching? The secret is to place ourselves as servants of the Lord. Without any other desire. And that may very well be manifested as preaching. Because he says, Jare dekho tare kaha Krishna upadesh, amar agyai guru hoya taro idesh. That is the order of the Lord. I intend to speak more about this on Sunday, when there's more out here.
How to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda?
Well, there's your answer. His order from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to preach, so you can get the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu by doing so. You have to pray for it also. It's not automatic. We should never think that, you know, it's 16 rounds, 4 regs, go to Mangalarti. Okay, it's like you put €1 in the machine, then 50 cents, and then another €1, press the button and the Coca-Cola comes out. It's not like that. It's not automatic. We have to pray also. But if we do follow these processes, then that will help to incite that mood of prayer within us, because we're hearing regularly about pure devotional service, so that, and the chanting regularly, this hearing and chanting process is meant to awaken in us the desire for pure devotional service. If we don't have it, hearing and chanting can be done on the platform where we are situated in pure devotional service, but if we're not situated in that platform, then this process of vaidhi sadhana bhakti that is supposed to awaken in us the desire for pure devotional service. I'd like to say about the books for those who have been at the yatra. Again, the satsanga is maybe a little tiresome, but to hear about the books again and again. But it's like the advert on TV comes again and again, right? So you can tell, because there are devotees here who weren't there.
Hare Krishna, torej za tiste bakte, ki ste bliže na jatri, ne boste slišali nič novega, sicer tukaj so knjige v svetu s bakti Vikas Svamija. Ena je v slovenščini, to je vodnik po zavesti Krišne, pa imamo tudi potem original angleško. Vamajana, skoraj je razprodana, da se splača še tisti, kaj nimate, da se jo nabavite. Džašla Prabhupada, slavi, Šla Prabhupada v izdatni meri.
Slava Šila Prabhupada.
Glorious Šila.
Yeah. In Russian it's Slavi Srila Prabhupada.
Okay, my memory is Srila Prabhupada. Spomini na Srila Prabhupada, zelo, zelo topla knjiga in story of Rasikananda, zgodbe na enem velikem Vajšnavi. Poleg tega smo pa zdaj tudi pripravili 25 različnih CD-jev za...
You don't have that Glimpses and Chaitanya book? I have more.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking of Chaitanya in Glimpses of Conditional Indian Life.
Yeah, there's a new book I've written about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, an overview of his Leela, and a reprint from long past of Glimpses of Traditional Indian Life, plus a few CDs of lectures.
Yeah.
So, if anyone wants, you can take them.
You can sign also CDs.
You have to have a soft felt pen to do so. Hare Krishna. Who's coming on the Harinam tomorrow? You're all going to be there. Maha. We're told it's going to be Maha Harinam. That means many devotees, right? Jai, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Shri Agyataha Lakhani Devracha.